India's home domination hit a rare roadblock after fine contributions from Rachin Ravindr, Matt Henry, and William Ururke took centre stage in New Zealand's 8-wicket win in the first test at Bengaluru on Sunday, their maiden win on Indian soil after 36 years. Skipper Rohit Sharma's assurance on India coming out stronger in the remaining two tests remains credible given how India has, now and then, bounced back with vengeance after tasting defeat. A test match loss at home is indeed a rare occurrence in Indian cricket. The defeat in Bengaluru has certainly sent ripples through the team management as they prepare for the upcoming second test in Pune starting Thursday. With a sense of urgency that only a loss can induce, the management will be scrambling to recalibrate their approach. One cannot help but anticipate a change in the playing 11, and it seems almost unavoidable. India's performance has taken a hit, and the Gahunje pitch in Pune is likely to present a different challenge compared to the Bengaluru surface, and enter the and LS quo, Shubman Gill factor. The 25-year-old Tapoda batter is expected to return fit and ready to make an impact. If the team continues with the combination of 5 batters, a wicketkeeper, and 5 specialist bowlers, someone's head will inevitably roll, most likely that of KL Rahul. After Sarfaraz Khan's explosive 150, the call for change grows even louder. The series was always bound to be layered, like an onion that brings tears to one's eyes. India must keep a keen eye on the World Test Championship, WTC, table in the upcoming series against Australia while managing the workload of Rishabh Pant and Jasprit Bumrah, and also Reid, and should take it in right spirit. Ex-Mumbai coach Pandit on Shaw's omission from Mumbai squad Sharma has already hinted at the need for caution with Pant, who, despite not keeping wickets in the first test, contributed a vital 99 runs. The question looms, will the management take the risk of playing him in Pune, adding another layer of intrigue as the inclusion of Washington Sundar, a left-handed batter and off-spinner, into the squad. However, his participation raises questions about whom he will replace, R. Ashwin, the seasoned off-spinner, or the left-arm wrist spinner Kuldeep Yadav. This is particularly pressing if both Pant and Rahul find themselves on the sidelines. Sundar's impressive Ranji Trophy performance, 152 runs and 688s in both innings against Delhi, could provide the middle order with much-needed depth and flexibility. And let's not forget Akshar Patel, whose inclusion also needs consideration. Meanwhile, resting a match winner like Yashasvi Jaiswal at this juncture would seem like throwing away a winning lottery ticket. Besides, the thought of giving Akash Deep a chance in place of the underwhelming Muhammad Siraj might appear desperate, yet it carries long-term benefits. With questions surrounding Muhammad Shami's availability for the tour down under, Akash Deep could gain invaluable experience by playing as a third pacer in Australia. Bumrah, fresh off the Bengaluru defeat, now finds himself in a position where he cannot be rested to give both Siraj and Akash game time together. And let's not forget that Pant's impressive 99 came only after he received injections to numb the pain from his knee injury. While India waits with bated breath for Pant's recovery, it's worth noting that the BCCI's medical team is optimistic he will be ready to don the wicket-keeping gloves in Pune. But what if he doesn't? What if the management, in their wisdom, decides to prioritize caution over ambition? Will they risk his fitness for the sake of a match that could either elevate them or further entrench them in mediocrity? We have been carefully monitoring his injury. With an important series, Border Gavaskar Trophy, ahead of us, we cannot certainly take such things lightly. It is still not decided, but for the time being, let's say that we want to keep him aside. He is a great batsman and an important part of the squad. The board is yet to take a decision, ABCCI source told Midday on Tuesday. The entire situation teeters on the edge of absurdity, where the stakes are monumental but the decisions feel precarious. And so, as the team prepares for the second test, one can only speculate how the changes will unfold. Will India play it safe and maintain the status quo, or will they gamble on fresh talent? As fans, we're left to watch this drama unfold, hoping for brilliance but bracing for mediocrity. Each decision made in the lead-up to the Pune test will echo far beyond the confines of the ground, potentially shaping the trajectory of Indian cricket in the near future.